All right, Mike, joining us now, we have the VP of Marketing for Sun Ice, Mr. Mark Gagne. Mark, welcome into the golf shop.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Nice to be with you guys.
Yeah, you know, I was just looking at Mike had sent me an email about what we could talk to you about this evening, and I kind of noticed, and it made me giggle because it almost sounded like the law company on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, because you guys have divided your spring line into five categories: rain, wind, thermal, layers, and sportswear, kind of like Firth, Wind, and Myers or whatever it was on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Talk to me a little bit about what made you guys kind of look at different categories like that going into 2016.
Our core belief is that every day is a good day for golf. So what we're trying to do is give the opportunity for golfers to play from anything to 32 degrees to 95, 100 degrees. So, and we just feel like by putting the conditions in there that people could buy the right stuff for exactly what they're looking for.
Well, and certainly over the last few years, we've seen a move toward, you know, sort of compression gear and then a golf shirt and then a vest. And then, you know, layering is nothing new, but you guys have a whole layering system that seems to work well together. Where did that come from?
You know, the company actually was started by a mountaineer who met up with a firefighter manufacturer. And they said, how can we put protective technology from the elements and put it so that you could do extreme maneuvering? And now 40 years later, all that learning goes into making sure that you're wearing the right clothes and that you have complete freedom of movement. Golfers hate anything that hinders their swing. So that's really what the layering system at its base. So, you know, you have the polo, then we have a layering system, what we call the layer, such as our Allendale, which is a pullover. And then you could add the vest or the jacket, or if the conditions get worse, our top-of-the-line rain jacket is Gore-Tex. You're good in a hurricane.
So really, a fireman and a mountaineer walk into a bar, and out came Sun Ice.
Yeah, exactly. That's well summed up, exactly. And they said, okay, how do we take everything? We're talking about being born in northern Alberta where firemen fight fires, and yet it's minus 32 degrees. So you can imagine the technology that has to go in. And then, it was the marriage of these two guys. I love it. They met in the bar probably.
Well, it is Canada. Come on.
Of course they did.
Yeah, absolutely. We like our beer up here for sure. Well,
and I love Van Halen, but I can't believe our board op didn't bring in some Tragically Hip or Loverboy for you, but whatever.
Oh, man, I can't believe you're quoting the Hip. Thank you so much. You're making this Canadian very proud. But I was going to comment that listening to the music coming into the segment and hearing Van Halen, I'll go, I love these guys.
Exactly. You know, the funny thing is, you know, I play hockey, but unfortunately no Canadian team has won in a long time. Is that going to change this year?
I hope, but I'm always in. I just want good hockey. So whether it's the U.S. team, for sure I'd love Canada to win, but as long as there's good hockey, I mean, we've seen like Blackhawks and, you know, it's been pretty impressive.
All right, so traditionally it seemed like your company was more or less on the outerwear, obviously from the roots. But how do you kind of transition that over and start getting more into, you know, regular short sleeve shirts, shorts, and socks? How does that go, and what kind of market share are you trying to accomplish here?
The same principle where we go, if we're going to go into a category such as rainwear, and we said, okay, we want to make rainwear. We said, okay, so we need superior technology. So we went with Gore-Tex, and they're still a partner. In the sportswear, it's the same thing where we have silver technology in the top of our line sportswear, and it's called Ecstatic or XT2, and it's actually real silver that's in the garment because it's been proven to be, bluntly, the best anti-stink material known. They actually had it in the astronaut suits. Yeah. Wow. So to answer that question, it's like, okay, do we have something new to say? Do we have the right technology? And then we go into it. So we've actually been in sportswear with this silver line for a while, but this year we've added Coolite, which is more of a traditional material that you'd find in other polos. But, you mentioned market share. I mean, there's a lot more sales in sportswear than there is in all of outerwear. we have great designers at Sun Ice. They sit here, and we think that they have the talent to put out sportswear that golfers are going to go, oh, man, that's nice. You know, I'm going to look good in that. Well, and, of course, it's going to work because freedom of movement is like we're all about that.
Well, and building a better mousetrap is always a great goal when it comes to, you know, market share and trying to attack a category. However, you guys are really the number one most worn outerwear on tour. Were you afraid to diversify your line and maybe find yourselves, you know, a little bit out of your element?
No, I think personally, it's easier to go from outerwear, which is complicated to make, takes extreme attention to detail, take that knowledge and make a great polo shirt than to try and make if you're making polo shirts, to now try and make outerwear. So I think we have the talent to do it.
So when you guys look at design, I mean, obviously you're looking at different fabrics and colors, and what can we expect going forward? I mean, we're starting to see the death knell of the fluorescent, highlighter colors. What's next in design and style?
You know, I think North American style, if we compare it to European style, remains conservative. So I think what you're seeing now, which is a fairly classic design with touches of design or color, is a trend that will continue. The guys that want to walk around and have a full, you know, toxic that's like that light green,
yeah,
are the minority, and we believe they'll remain the minority.
Again, we're talking with the VP of marketing for Sun Ice Sportswear, Mark Garnier. And, when you look at the performance system, you know, you got the outer layers, the mid layers, and the base layers. Correct me if I'm wrong, but outside of maybe the waterproof ability, everything else, really windproof breathability, that's where everything across the board is going to be looking at. And that's what everybody's looking for, is that how can I get something that's lightweight but still going to protect me and keep me warm, but I'm still able to swing the golf club. I mean, I know for years that I would rather wear, you know, three or four shirts as opposed to throwing a jacket on, because the jacket always seemed to get in the way. Now it almost seems like we're going the other way, where we're wearing less layers and we're doing the layers properly. Is that kind of what you see going forward as well?
I love it. I love it because I could see that you play golf and all kinds of stuff. So where we see that going, which is amazing, and I think it's important for the listeners, is that the technology is evolving greatly. And now you can look at a jacket and it looks so thin and flimsy and you go, this is never going to work. But it actually does. And we're kind of conditioned, me included, that a line jacket is somehow better. Line means that there's a second layer inside the jacket and you have the outside layer. But now we're able to achieve everything that more or less what I simplify as a double layer into a single layer. And of course the single layer is much lighter and doesn't hinder anything, but golfers need to understand that this stuff actually works. And I know it's hard to believe when you're looking at it on the rack, but that's where we're at.
And when you talk about usability, wearability, and really sort of how you own these products, do you guys consider your products, you know, easy to wash. I like the idea that the silver's keeping the stink down, because there's nothing worse than putting on a shirt that smelled good coming out of the dryer, and then it gets a little bit wet and sweaty, and you realize it has turned, and you've got 14 holes left with some friends, and you smell really bad. Is this stuff easy to launder, wrinkle-free, all that kind of stuff?
I was speaking with my rep, and he told me that he hung up two polos, the silver one, the Bremer I was talking about,
yep,
and one had been washed 100 times. And he put it next to the other one, and he would ask the buyer, he'd go, which one's brand new and which one's been washed 100 times? And people had a hard time guessing, and he even laughed because he goes, and I would leave the hang tag on the new one.
You're just trying to trick him, is what he would say, right? Oh, man. So let me ask you about, where can people buy the products? I mean, are we talking big box stores? We talking green grass? We talking online? Or D, all of the above?
Our product, we are a specialist with green grass accounts. So where the easiest place to find Sun Ice products is at golf courses. We are in Golfsmith, but we're mostly, it's the easiest place is look in your pro shop and ask for Sun Ice, and you'll be surprised. Sometimes you've been missing that gem in the corner there.
Well, and I think people would also be surprised when we talk about you being the number one worn outerwear on tour. There are guys with major sponsors that may or may not make outerwear who still choose to wear Sun Ice. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, that for us has been huge, because on the tour, as you can imagine, when they go from city to city, there's a whole army of people from different brands. And all of us that, for the pros, and let's just separate the top 20. All the rest of the golfers, they could choose which outerwear they want to wear. So, and everybody's there, and they're offering their jackets, saying, here, try mine, try mine, try mine. At the end of the day, more pros choose to put our outerwear in their bag than any other brand. And we love it because it's by choice.
Wow.
You know, it's like, so this has been really, it's been a validation of sorts for us, which made us feel really good. And, we have a man on the field, he follows the tour, his name's Arnie Cunningham, he's the best. But we're flattered that they choose our outerwear. And they choose them for all the reasons that you were talking about. You know, it's about that. I don't want my swing hindered one iota in an ideal world.
All right. Well, Mark, before
and
we let
you know,
oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, before we let you go, I got one quick more question to ask you, though. So if I go out and I buy, like, let's say something from the Hurricane collection as pants for golf, can I wear them on the ski slope?
Wear a lot of layers underneath. you might want to put two pairs of long johns.
Okay. All right. That's all I'm
asking. I think to make your experience enjoyable, whatever sport you're doing, is that being dressed properly and comfortable makes the experience better.
There you go. All right. Well, Mark, we appreciate you hopping on with us tonight, and we look forward to catching up with you again as things evolve in the world of sportswear.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Thank you.